From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United Nations said Tuesday it had reports that Syrian government troops and allied Iraqi militias had killed civilians in eastern Aleppo in the last few days. This is Rupert Colville, spokesman for the UN Human Rights Office.
We have received reports of pro-government forces killing at least 82 civilians, including 11 women and 13 children, in four different neighborhoods.
Colville went on to say that he feared retribution against thousands of civilians believed to be holed up in a hellish corner of less than a square kilometer of opposition-held areas. A Syrian military source said Tuesday the Syrian army and its allies had retaken full control over Aleppo districts abandoned by rebels. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande said Tuesday that an EU summit this week should decide to extend sanctions against Russia over the Ukraine conflict. Merkel said that given shortcomings in the Ukraine peace process, it will be necessary to extend sanctions against Russia once more. Hollande and backed her statement in a joint Berlin press conference. Hollande says we must continue to apply the Minsk agreement. And since it's not been followed, then the system of sanctions, even if it's not a permanent solution, but since there has been an effort made, no progress, the same blockages remain, I, like the chancellor, am in favor of extending sanctions. U.S. Republican President-elect Donald Trump Tuesday formally announced ExxonMobil Corporation Chairman and CEO Rex Tillerson as his nomination to serve as U.S. Secretary of State. In a written statement, Trump said Tillerson's tenacity and experience would help him. This is VOA.